Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And tonight is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. We'll be going there in about 10 minutes. So if you've never been on this part of the show that we have once a week, you might want to stay tuned and have some healing with the light beams. You'll be transported out of time with your physical body, and you'll be there if you're able to see. And a lot of people are seers. You can actually see the light beams. They'll be talking with you through mental telepathy, along with doing healing. So we'll be on the light shift for probably about 15 minutes normally. We'll just see how it plays out tonight. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace? Maybe you can mention about our special 8-hour body organ rejuvenation marathon intensive tomorrow.
Yeah, hi. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Saturday night. And I guess we'll just chat for a few minutes while everybody is getting on board and so that I'll be
doing
get ready
right now, so
to go on the light ship.
I'll do entity clearing, so here we go, and you can talk.
Okay, sounds good. So if you haven't heard yet, tomorrow on Sunday there's an amazing opportunity for an extra special healing with Ron and the Creation Light Ship. And the purpose of the healing is body organ rejuvenation. And it's an 8-hour healing intensive. You can do it from anywhere that you are just by dialing in on the phone. It's a conference call basis. And it, even though it sounds like a long time, of course, you can just, what most people do is put the phone on speaker and go about their business in their house or just, you know, enjoy the energies and the healing. And because you're out of time, it goes by in a blink. It's just amazing. And it's one of the most incredible healing opportunities you could have. It's very easy to sign up for, and you can sign up for that right online at Ron's website, which is www.creationlightship.com. And anything else you want to mention about it yourself, Ron?
Well, if you have not been on one of the 8-hour special light shift healing sessions, you're missing out on a lot because the light beams work with us continuously. 8 hours, our time may sound like a lot, but their time is not, so we're out of time. Remember, when you're in the actual time-based reality of the mind that we all live in here, then you're in linear time, and that's the darkness. And on the light shift, when we're there, we're out of time. And so this call feels like it's only about a half an hour in length. And we get special water to drink with special light codes for healing in it. We go into many, many rooms. And this particular call is dedicated, like I said, to our physical body organ rejuvenation. And what that means is that we have a lot of extraterrestrial energies with us inhabiting our body. Very, very sad. Maybe for the first-time listener, it could be kind of scary, but for the regular people who listen, they know what it's all about. These are the octopus energies and the squids and the worms and shapeshifters in us, shadow bodies. These are all alien energies brought here by the ETs that are not of the light, or maybe they were created by the light, but they switched sides. And much like what happens here on this planet, not everybody stays in their heart. And, you know, people do strange things to cause harm to other people. And this is what they're doing to us, except their technologies are far more advanced than what we can perceive. And so just saying no, like some people tell me, they go, well, I'll just say no, I don't want to have this happening to me. Well, you don't have a clue if you just think you can say no. I'm so far from the truth that telling no is not going to stop them. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll just say welcome to everyone who's listening and also let you know that we'd love to interact with you during the hour, and you can just click on the BBS FatChast link, and that'll open up a window for you to type in your questions or your healing requests, and we'll be going to the light ship for healing in just a few minutes. So hello to Yolanda and Mike and Marie and Rhonda and anyone else who's listening. I see those names so far on the fast chat, so welcome, and Kyle and Adriana, so also heal. So we'll just turn it over to you, Ron. Are we still doing the entity clearing right now?
Yep, still doing it right now. I'll be done probably in about 5 minutes here. So you may feel energies leave your body. And then after this, we'll go to the light ship. So this is a very important healing to get rid of these emotional bodies of ghosts, people who passed on. We call them ghosts out of us. This is the thoughts that you have inside of your head. They caused addictions. They caused physical pain. And this is probably the main thing on this planet that's here, that besides the alien intervention. And there's probably more of that, actually. But as far as you altering your life and reliving somebody else's life path, which is what these entities have, because they have their whole downloaded, say, blueprint of the life that they've been in previous to coming into yours. So this is just one way of saying that people are possessed here. And once you get these out, then we need to bring you back more into your body, which we'll be doing here in about a minute. So we're still clearing here. I'm working with your neck on up right now. I've already worked with everything below the neck. Now we're working with the top of our head.
So, Ron, would it be another way of stating this about the entities? Could you say then that when somebody passes on and they haven't cleared or gotten cleared their own emotional baggage, essentially that energy is basically kind of floating around in the atmosphere and can actually go into other people's bodies and control their behavior, their thoughts, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, and, you know, when you have clearings done, you start getting rid of the energies that you have in your body that are attracting these entities. So that's the main reason they have clearings, along with having a better life. All the clearings will help you in the ascension process, but just forgetting about the ascension process, just think about you want to have a better life here, you know. So that's the main thing. The lightship comes for the ascension process, though, but in the meantime, just by having your body cleaned out of these energies and entities and, you know, the bodies that are full of gunk, these invisible bodies that are put around us from the earth spirit to keep our physical body from dying, from psychic attack, from people's mind energies, you know, when you get those cleared out, you feel much better. And you're able to hold more of your spirit consciousness. Otherwise, you cannot hold that because these bodies are filled up and they leak over into the physical body. So if you're dealing with pain or suffering or anything else, conditions that you may have, you may want to experience some healings. That's why we do a lot of sample healings on BBS here. So you may want to check out the archives too. To me, the most important clearing right now to have is your alien death barcode removal. Remember, you have a barcode, typically three of them, for your dying process. And the dark side, the aliens gave this to you. And once you get those released, you get a lot more energy back into your body. The cost is $150. And included with that is a stress barcode release, too. So it takes commitment on your part. It requires about 2 hours per death barcode to do, 2 hours minimum. Some people need a little bit longer, and there's three separate parts. You can just go to the website and go on underneath the alien attack portion, and you may want to listen to or you know, scroll down and read about what's there about alien attacks and you know, the different races of ETs that are attacking you, and you can just go online, and you can also clear people's websites that you may have visited. I get a lot of people sending me emails and talking to me, saying that, yeah, I went to this one website about 4 or 5 years ago, and I felt like I got slimed. I had no way to really get this energy off me, and I went onto your site, and I put that website in there, and all of a sudden, I feel a lot more energy coming back because I was actually under attack from going to this website of whatever it would be. Typically, it's designed for people who go to a lot of the alien websites looking at things, but any website would work. Because the dark side creeps in, the aliens creep in through the website. The person doing the website might be a wonderful person, but they're probably being used and as a direct channel to bring in this darkness. So this is how I perceive it. And, you know, you can just go on there yourself and check out different things. It's very, very affordable. It's $1 a day, $30 for the month. And this is designed for people. Mainly, I put it up for people who are under attack by the aliens. They have a hard time sleeping. They get pins poked in their feet at night. Their feet jerk. The body jerks. So if you have that jerking problem, guess what? You are the prime candidate for going onto this site to get the stuff off of you. And that means that if your body's jerking at night, you are under attack by the aliens, by some race that's connected to you to take away your life force. Normally, work with the bottom of your feet. So anyway, that's enough of that, I guess. But the alien death barcode is a must if you have a chronic problem or something, or you're suffering from something. Definitely have that done. And in the comments that I've been getting, people have felt very, very good after, so after they happened the clearing. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. You might feel a little heavier. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So, should we go to the light ship?
Sounds good. I'm sure everyone would love to do that. And I believe that we had, well, Mike is actually asking this for the intensive clearing, but it would probably apply tonight as well. That would be to go to the part of the light ship where you can get the vitamin and mineral kind of or energy that your body needs at the time.
Yeah, we'll go to the food court. Sure, that's great.
Okay, great.
So let's go. So for the newcomers, you're not going to disappear. You're going to be here, but you're going to feel the energy shift. If you're a feeler, if you don't feel anything, it's working anyway. So, you know, remember, your mind is going to tell you that it's probably not working. Remember, the mind is a darkness. The heart will tell you differently. And that's the difference here is the mind versus heart. And the mind is in time. The heart is out of time. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them in your consciousness. You cannot bring people up, and this will only work live on this show tonight. The archives, this will not work on because of alien abductions from people. I don't want anybody thinking they can go to the light ship whenever they choose to by thinking of it in their thoughts, or they're going to try to connect because you may be going to an alien ship, posing as a light ship. This is what they do all the time. So here we go. I'll count to five. We'll go to the light ship. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and we're there. And we're going to go into the first room, which is the room where they do the body scans on us. They're seeing what our problems are. Our animals and pets are leaving. Next, we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. This is where we're actually selecting with free choice the doctor teams that are going to be working with us tonight. Most of the teams are males, and there's normally three per team. And the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And the light beings are there. They will take physical form for the next incarnation. And most of the ones that we see will have a typical resemblance to human species here on this planet. So there are other ones too, but I don't normally bring those forward. So here we go. We're going into the first room for healing. We've already selected our doctor teams. And we're going to go on to the silver waterfall room. So you may feel silver energy around you. They're also putting the silver energy inside of your mouth. It's like a kind of like a gel, like thick honey. And it's going around your gums, your teeth, your tongue, back of your throat, going down your esophagus to your stomach. And this is very, very nice. You might like this. And we're going into another room. This will help to eliminate gum infections and do healings. Maybe you might have a tooth problem or a sore throat. Anyway, it will help you whatever way they can. Remember, your healings take place according to your past life, genetic predisposition on your belief system on healing. And that's basically what it is. So what did you believe? What did your ancestors believe? What does your body believe for healing? And maybe you went to a church and prayed to God 200 years ago and it, you know, your body knows this here, and you asked for help and didn't help you. Maybe you don't think that the divine can help you, but the God energy was the darkness. It was the light of the darkness versus true light. So your body may not be receptive to healing initially because it felt betrayed by the energy of what they thought was creation, or what you thought was creation. The light ship is true creation energy. And this is what Jesus said, basically, your faith has healed you. What's your faith? Your faith is all your genetic belief systems. And that's basically what it is. It's not the faith of right now. It's what you have stored inside of you. This is why we do clearings, to clean out the negativity, the judgments from your ancestors out of you, so your body can actually respond to a healing. Another thing why you may not heal is you have to be 100% in your body to have a 100% healing, typically. If you have entities in you, then they'll be taking your healing energy away from you. They'll love to live on that. So here we go, going into another room. And this room here is the hot tub room. This is pretty standard for my conference calls that we have on Mondays and Fridays. And right now we're in a gel, which is kind of a light tan color gel. So you might feel the energy around you. If you're really warm where you are, you can ask to have your body temperature cool down slightly. They can do that for you. If you need to be increased, just ask it to be turned up a little bit. And we had a request to have some life force energy, so we'll do that right now. We'll go to the food court, and they're going to give us some green energy for life force. And this here is a solution that we're drinking. It's about a half a teaspoon. I'll count to five. It'll be placed underneath your tongue, which you're going to be doing this here. And you may feel your body get energized instantly. Remember, what you're experiencing on the light ship, you're also feeling down here because the healings are being brought forth on the light shift down to you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that tastes pretty good. That's very sweet tasting. And let's go to another location. And let's go to the room where they have the golden ham plates. These are for the light beings that do not eat food. So this is strictly energetic transmissions to you. Here we go. And you're putting your hands on these gold hand plates. It's monitoring what type of body energies you might be needing and scanning you completely. And now you're going into an adjacent location where you're putting your hands on some hand plates again. And I'll count to five, and you're going to feel your body get energized. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you may feel a lot of energy going through you. How are you feeling, Sylvia?
I was just thinking how much I love those golden hand plates, and when they do that, it just feels so good and very energizing, but not like jaggedly like caffeine or something like that. It's very nurturing, and it just feels fabulous.
Yeah, very, very good.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's amazing how instantaneously, you know, because I myself did a lot of physical work and a lot of things today, and in just a moment, my whole body is getting, you know, revitalized and re-energized. It's just wonderful.
Yep, so we'll go to another room here. So thank you. I think it was Mike who requested this here. Let's go to the room where the dolphins are. This is a lot of people's favorites because people like dolphins. And we're in this large pool of water. Put your hand out in front of you. And you're going to feel maybe both hands. You can feel like a presence there. You can actually feel the body energy of the dolphins. And you're doing this on the light ship. There you're having the real experience. And down here, you're bringing it down to you. And here we go. Move your hands maybe in a circular motion, up and down, back and forth. And you might even feel the slickness of the skin of the dolphins here. And I'll count to five as they come down to us here, so you can actually feel the energy in your room. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It feels great to me. And let's go to a room where some people who have physical body pain would like this room. And they happen to use that energy, which is black in color. Not that it means anything, so some people think that different colors are good or bad. The light ship, everything is non-judgmental. So this is one of their creations, and they chose black for this energy. And so they're bringing this energy of black to you. And within the black energy, there's little golden speckles. So it's very, very pretty. And it's going to form around you and come into your body through all of your cells of your body, between your cells, and it's going to start to take away the pain that you may have. So we'll bring the energy down here, and here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, what you want to do is request a healing. The short call, just request one type of healing that you might be wishing to have. You're in other rooms on the light ship, too. I only see one at a time, basically. I actually see two rooms, but I only talk about one of them. And we could be in a dozen rooms at once. So the next room we're going into is the room with the beautiful colors. More colors than what we have here that we can see. On the light ship, you can actually see all the colors. So here we go. We probably, for what we have down here, I would say, looking at it, comparing it, I would say we're probably actually seeing about, we see down here about 10% of what's on the light ship. So there's a lot more to see. So here we go. We're in this room. Each color has its own particular healing vibration, healing modality. And again, request your healing. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. And I'll bring it in a little stronger for everybody. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. That feels very nice. And let's go to another location. And I would like to go into the room that I want to request here. I like the bumblebee room. So here we go. We're in with really large bumblebees right now. And we can ride on them. We can actually merge with their consciousness if we wish. Remember, it's our choice and their choice too. And we can look out of their eyes if you wish to see what they're looking at. And you can just request that if you wish. And if they're willing to do that for you, they will allow you to merge consciousness. And here we go. We're in this room. And across the far end of the room, it's a very large room. They have some little containers for us so we can sample some of the wonderful honey and nectar from the flowers that are there. Flowers are quite large. A lot of the flowers are probably about 8 to 10 foot in diameter. The bees are pretty big. They're like the size of a maybe a very, very large dog. And we're flying on them. They have about a, as I'm looking at the one right now, it's about a 24-foot wingspan on it. So we're having a lot of fun. So it's kind of like going to Disneyland. And let's go into another room. Let's go to the penthouse in the light ship. This is where we can actually see the stars. These are not stars like we have here that are in duality that cord you, the planets. These are true light energies. So we're going up to the very top of the light ship. There's like a dome there for us, and we can fit in there. And we're going to be on some very comfortable chairs that they brought forth for us here. And some also different fluids for life force energy. So you, if you're a seer, you can look around right now. We're there. And you may see the presence of the beautiful stars that are around. And it's much more nicer than what we have here on this planet. And here we go. Remember, what we're seeing on this planet is 3D. And normally, the 3D that we're looking at is in duality. And here is strictly love energy. So you can request a star to maybe send its peace, love energy to you, if you wish. You can do that here. And we're just going to enjoy this experience here. We're going to go into one other room. We'll go into the white light room. And here comes the energy of the white light. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Oh, that feels good. So, let's go to the violet room. And this is another healing energy. Then we'll go into the red room. So here's the violet room, going in there, bringing the energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, let's go into the room, which has the red energy. And this is very nice, too. This has a lot of life force energy. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So hopefully you're able to feel that experience here. We'll go into one final room. This is the room that you were created in. And here we go. We're in there right now. I'll count to 10. And as your spirit walks fully into you, they're bringing up your original blueprint of your creation. And here it comes. So we'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of experience this. And hopefully you're having a wonderful time on the light ship. We'll go into the food court and get some chocolate, too. And here we go. Let's get some bittersweet chocolate. If you like chocolate, we'll have some of that. And this is wonderful. We'll have some, looks like kind of like a berry juice. Kind of looks like a boysenberry juice, sort of, that kind of color. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as we sample the energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel a lot of energy coming into you for life force energy right now. And here we go. We're going to come back from the light ship. So we're going into the orientation room where the doctors are talking with us, describing our healings. We're also there and they can talk to us about questions. This is what normally happens at the very end. We're giving our blessings to them and them to us. And we're getting our animals and pets and getting ready to come down. And I'll count to 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're here. So, how was that, Sylvia?
Wow, it was wonderful. Just really enjoyed that. And that, I forget what you called it, but the top of the light ship, where the dome is and the stars, that's just really...
That's a penthouse.
Penthouse, yeah. That was amazing to feel. That incredible love energy and the peace energy from the stars, and just to be there and have that be, you know, completely in love and light and not have any kind of, you know, concern about what you're going to get into, like you sometimes do here when you gaze up at the sky and you wonder what they're doing, you know?
Yeah,
that's... You know, I wanted to go back to also something that you said in the beginning of the hour where you're talking about the entity clearing. And you mentioned something about how the light ship clearings clear out the densities or the baggage that we carry within ourselves that causes us to attract the entities. And I thought maybe you could talk a little bit more about how that process works and how the clearings take care of that.
Sure. What we do is the first thing that you're dealing with in this lifetime that's come up for you, remember, what you're dealing with right now is just probably the tip of the iceberg. And, in fact, we're probably at the very top of the iceberg. So there's so much that's buried underneath us of judgment and thoughts of our ancestors that it's, you know, monumental. But what you're dealing with in your lifetime right now is what your body and your spirit chose to heal in this lifetime. And that could also be, you know, termed as a New Age term, your learning lessons, okay, or your karma. So your body chose to bring it up, and there's always people around to enforce that. And remember, the darkness also wants to have you experience the same process because it wants you to go through a lot of torture here. So it brings up these scenarios. And what happens is, as you have a whole lifetime clearing, which is what I normally do for people, we probably have maybe about 30 of them listed, I think, on the website. And these clearings go pretty deep in you. Remember, if you're dealing with an issue, you've had it for, you know, your body's had it maybe for 50,000 years. You're just seeing it right now for the first time because this is the lifetime that you're living. And so you wonder, why is all this crap happening to me? Well, why am I in trauma? Why do I suffer this and that? So we have a lot of clearings that have, you know, and are dedicated, we'll say, to a specific way of living and a specific way of dealing with a situation because you already brought it up so we can help you do the healing. Initially, I had about 5 healings when I started off, and it's grown to quite a few now. Unfortunately, it's only because people needed to have more healings. So you can go to the website, even click on BBS, your list of services, and get a clue of what we actually do. Each clearing normally will take online probably maybe about a half an hour to an hour. If I do it in person, it takes a good hour to hour and a half. So the healing is the same whether you do it with me or online. My body energy is still being used on it. So it doesn't matter to me which way you go. I'd rather have you do it online because it's easier on me. I can't reach that many people. But basically, if you have a problem and the emotional clearing is probably the first one to start off with, and I would recommend before that, you know, do the bar death code clearing from the aliens because that's going to really bring you forward. But if you don't do that one, then do the emotional clearing. And this will get rid of a lot of your baggage. And for a lot of people, most people, once they have this clearing, they go, man, I feel so much better. I don't worry about what happened to me when I was, 10 years of age, you know, when I had problems in school, when my parents beat me up, you know, when I had this kind of car accident or whatever. You know, this is all of our stuff. And the stuff is our baggage. So this clears away this just with the emotional clearing. So if you read the list of services, you might get overwhelmed at first because you go, man, this is reading just like my life story here. And a lot of people had said that to me. And I said, well, yeah, but don't get turned off. Don't get, upset. First get the emotional clearing. And they do the emotional clearing, and they go, man, a lot of the stuff that used to be listed here, which I thought I was really tuned into and that I thought that I had, it's very far removed from me right now. And that's how important the emotional clearing is. And then if you're a person who lives in the feeling energies and you use feeling a lot in your vocabulary, then do a feeling body clearing. And it's the same price as $5 times your age also. So if you're 20 years of age, $5 times 20 is $100. It'll be the best $100 you ever spent in your life because you'll be able to change your life instantly. This is a one-time permanent clearing. And it starts from when you start the clearing and goes back to your conception. And what we have on the website also to help you out as after the clearing's over, naturally, now you're living in time and you're accumulating new stuff. So you can go into the unlimited. And the unlimited people normally get on and they'll do that. I recommend the emotional clearing probably 3 times a day. People do it at their workplace, just get on the computer, pop up Creation Lightship, go on the Unlimited section. It's $50 additional. Go on it whenever you choose to, 24/7. And you can clear away stuff that's happening to you. And then you can become more centered. And that's the whole process here, is to become centered and more heart-based with your thinking ability. So you can go into the heart and not be in the drama of life. And if you're listening to me, you probably know people, maybe even yourself, that live in drama and trauma. They just wait for something to happen, become very explosive to respond to it. And once you have this clearing, you're going to find that if you were that type of person, you're not going to want to live there any longer. And most people that I notice, even going out watching people, you sit down next to somebody, and what are they talking about when they're eating? You know, if they go out to eat lunch or something, they're talking about their dramas and traumas, how bad life is. Oh, my boyfriend did this the other night. Oh, my parents are so awful. Oh, this happened to me. Well, you're out of that stuff. You can, like, you know, like the old song, Walk Away, Renee, you know, you just say, I'm out of here. So when you meet with all your friends and they start this stuff on you, expecting you to have sympathy for them and empathy, you're going to say, I don't live here any longer. I don't resonate with that. And they may think that something's wrong with you and just say, well, I had a clearing, $5 times my age, and I'm out of it, and I'm going to meet new friends now because I want to live in the present moment and not live in the past and bring all this stuff up to regurgitate it. Remember, it's like taking your a nice meal out of the garbage. You know, nobody ever does that. And this is what you're doing each day of your life, is that you're reliving and rehashing your past. And the way to get out of that is to have the emotional clearing. So that's basically what I'd recommend having for everybody. And if you're a mental person, then you want to have a mental clearing next. And then to go deeper after you have these clearings, then you want to get into your past life energies, which we call a sensory clearing. That cost is $200. And that gets rid of your past life dramas and traumas. And this helps your body genetics. And we have other clearings that go a little bit deeper, but this one here does a very, very nice thing. It's a very good clearing. And then we have the 4-in-1 where you get your twin flame energy with you, which the dark side prevented you from having here for your self-empowerment. We connect you to your true, if you want to use the word soul family, I call it home-based energy. This is all the spirits that were created with you as you left the light ship. Down here is called your soul family, which is the one that incarnated with you at the same time. And you're on that forced alien reincarnation process. Remember the movie 10,000 BC, you know, praying to the gods and stuff. This is what you're doing. You're forced into the reincarnation process. In the light, you only have one life now, and you only go to one location, and that's it. No parallel lifetimes. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you.
Okay, so here's a question for you from Marie on the Fast Chat, and I think this goes back to last night when you did, on the radio program, you did a sample of the Earth grid line clearing for everyone, and you were talking about how those attachments to the grid lines can keep people stuck inside their homes or, you know, unable to move from one location, that kind of thing. And Marie is asking, what if someone has the opposite problem, like they move like from home to home to home every year? They can't stay in one place. What would that be about?
Wow. So somebody doesn't want to. That's interesting. I haven't even given that any thought yet. So let me think here. I don't know what to say. Off the top of my head, I'd probably just say that maybe you don't want to be here, so you're trying to find a better place to nest. Maybe you're trying to look at new surroundings for maybe a higher frequency. Maybe your spirit's more evolved than most people, and it doesn't want to stay trapped in a certain mindset. Remember, every town that you go into has a given mindset. Every, you know, block has a different mindset. And so you're probably checking out different mindsets and seeing which one you relate to. That's kind of what I would perceive that would be. Or maybe the grid lines are too strong and you're too sensitive and you don't want to be attached to grid lines. And so each time you move, your body now has to get acquainted, adjusted to a new one. And then once it gets accustomed to it, maybe your body says, nope, this is the wrong place to be. I want to go somewhere else. So that might be helpful for you. I would say mainly it's probably because you're more of an advanced spirit. Maybe your spirit has a lot more energy than most in this lifetime. Remember, the dark side wants to numb out our spirits, so once in a while a few sneak through the cracks, and they're a lot more intuitive, and they're not, you happen to be just be blessed, but maybe sometimes a blessed could be a curse. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, could it also be a situation sometimes with that where maybe a planetary courting type of situation? Because I know that, some people's natal charts can, show like that they'll have a difficulty, locating or finding a place that's good for them. So it may be that if they had a courting release, a planetary courting release, then they would be free of those influences.
Yeah, that could also be true, yeah. And maybe the dark side wanted you to hop around, all over the place so that you could not be settled and be happy. That's true, too. Remember, I was talking to one person, they said, I had my chart done and to see where I'd be living. And, he says, I don't know how I'm ever going to get there because my spot that came up was like in the middle of the ocean with no land around. So anyway.
Oh, no.
That's because, this is what the dark side wanted that person to be. Maybe it's an old chart. Maybe there was land there, thousands of years ago, but now there isn't. And so they're running an old pattern on the person, so the person can never feel at home because of the situation. But basically, that's all controlling issues. The planetary energies are dark side stuff. Just think how the moon controls everybody. That's all dark side energies. So once you have your planetary clearing done, most people, I'd say probably 99% of the people that have this clearing, the planets do not control them at all. They can, you don't have to worry about anything happening as far as where the planets are aligned because you're immune to that. Other people around you are still going down by it because they haven't had the clearing yet. But for you, you're very peaceful. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, on that topic, I just saw we have Twiggy on the fast chat, and she's requesting a planetary courting sample clearing.
Okay. So this is a... we'll take off 10 planets for you. Remember, there's a couple thousand of them, so... this will help you, even though we do 10 of them. So here we go. And these may not even be the ones that you know about in your horoscope when you read the newspaper. I call it horoscope, okay? So here we go. First planet, just think of a something wrong with your body or a pain that you may have, okay? Remember, these planets are courting you. So if you just picture yourself with a bunch of needles stuck in you at every part of your body, feel that you have 2,000 needles attached to you, and these needles are sucking your energy out of you and also putting in poison into you, okay? This is what these planets are doing, to change your consciousness and to harm you. Remember, you're giving them life force energy, and they're also downloaded you full of implants and all kinds of other negative things. This is how they work. These are the alien agendas that are happening to us here. So first planet released, second released, third released, and the planets could be an alien being. So here we go. Fourth planet released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. So I'll just comment. Got an email from a lady who was on the 8-hour call last Sunday, and I guess ever since she had her menstrual cycles, she was in a lot of pain, and she says that after the 8-hour session this last Sunday, there's no pain at all this time around, so she's very, very happy. So this is what happens here. So it's probably some kind of extraterrestrial critter in her, shapeshifter or something causing this for her. Maybe it's living off of that energy. I won't go any further than that, but the call tomorrow is needed by everybody. So I'll do 10 more planets here. And again, see how you feel. So first planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released there. Okay, Sylvia.
We also have Kimberly on the fast chat. also talking about those healing intensives run, and she said that the intensives have saved my life. My emotional and my mental state are very stable, very strong. So that's awesome. That's great.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Before we go on to more questions or samples, I wanted to just mention something to everyone in case you weren't aware of it or hadn't seen it yet. And it's a new thing right on the BBS Creation Lightship page. And if you scroll up above the light being, just under where the times are listed, you'll see a beautiful picture of two little angels reading a book, and it says Creation Lightship Questions and Answers document. And so basically you can just click on that right there, and it'll bring up a different window, and it has many questions that people have asked on all the different radio shows and so on, and then Ron's answers to those. So if you'd like to have more information, or you've posted a question and somehow we didn't get time to get to that question on that radio show, you might find the answer right there. There's a lot of topics. There's a little list of topics right at the top, like there's ascension, creation, earth, light beings, the light ship, twin flame, ETs, God, religion, prayers, all different kinds of topics. So it's really great. And you can just kind of scroll through there. And then there's some new videos on Ron's website also. Do you want to mention something about that, Ron?
Yeah, there's some songs that we put on. Which is kind of interesting. We have one from John Lennon, Imagine. Another one from Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill. These are all kind of spiritual songs, these songs that kind of mean a lot. The song from Van Halen is on there. So you can tune in and listen to them. We have the one from Simon and Garfunkel, the Sounds of Silence. That's quite interesting when you read the words to it, what it is bringing forth here. But you could click on that if you wish. It's under videos, maybe near the bottom of the webpage here on the website. So anyway, I'll turn it over to you again, Sylvia.
We have a comment from Yolanda, who really liked juice or whatever we were drinking in the food court there on the light ship. And she said she started seeing the ship more clearly and then was able to see the colors before you spoke about them. So that's great. That's really nice how people having things like that open up and so they can start to see more or feel more, experience more of the light ship when they go.
So we could do a little healing here.
Great.
And let's do an emotional clearing here.
Okay.
So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do a sample of the feeling body. So here we go, feeling body. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, and 3 days is kind of rough here. So here we go. Try it again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Man, 3 days is rough. Somebody out there. 3 days cleared. I'll do some more in 3 days here. So 3 days ago, here we go. So today is Saturday, so that would probably be Friday, a Thursday, maybe Wednesday. Depends how your days work out here. There we go, that's cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared your mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And let's do one more here. Let's do a sample of the parallel life clearing. Remember, you should not have any parallel lives. This is the dark side bringing you to parallel cloned Earths with cloned bodies like yourself. So we all heard of the word deja vu. You've probably seen patterns or things happening where you go, wow, I've been here before. But this just happened. I feel like I'm kind of like rereading the script of what happened, 5 minutes ago or seconds ago. So here we go. We're going to take you out of the dark side cloned Earth with the dark side cloned body that your spirit goes into. So we'll take you out of 10 of these here. Remember, there's a couple thousand of these also. So this is also clearing on the website. So first, parallel life released. Wow. Second released. Third released. Fourth released. Fifth released. Sixth released. Seven released. Eight released. Nine released. And 10 released. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, that was great. Thank you. So let's see if we have any other requests. Well, we have a question. Rhonda was saying that when we went to the light ship, she feels lighter and less pain, and but went, you know, from feeling really joyful to then also feeling great sadness, and wonders why that would be. And then I think somebody else posted maybe it was because they didn't want to leave the light ship.
that's probably it, yeah. That's what I would say. So let's take away the sadness here.
Okay, great.
Okay, so sadness here. So here we go. Clearing right now. Yeah, a lot of sadness. Yeah, when you connect with these divine beings, you remember, you know, what it's like to be out of this prison planet and what it's like to be in pure love energy. So a lot of people say, yeah, Ron, I don't want to come back on your Mondays and Friday night calls. I just want to stay up here. Well, you are if you go on the 8-hour calls. You're on it for the whole week after that. So this is the nice thing because you're still in quarantine, and the quarantine is where they take the parts of you, the parts of your genetics, the parts of your physical body that are attached by these alien critters, creatures, life forms, etc. And what happens is that you cannot have a healing because on the light ship, because the light ship will not allow darkness in there. It would have to be pure light. Another way of saying it is that if you came up to the light ship and were able to walk into it, it would see you as complete negativity. And at that point, it would be like spiritual warfare, and you would be completely loved to death. I'll put it that way, terminated. And so what happens is this is why, like in the Bible, Jesus said, you have to go through me to go to the Father. This is the same process that we're doing right now with people so that you do have a way to go to the light ship. This is what my job is here on this planet, to help people out this way. So if you could go up there, which you can't, but if you could, the densities in you, the darkness, they will just terminate you because the light ship cannot stand or be compromised to have anything that's non-light on it. And I think you all probably understand that. If that were to take place, believe me, we'd have no hope here. So here we go. In fact, there'd be no more light at all. It'd be all darkness throughout the universe of light. This is why we have the ascension. So here we go. Taking away more of this energy. And here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that feels very good. And we'll do another one here. Let's do a, I don't know if we did a trauma body. I don't think so. So here we go. Do some samples of trauma bodies. So this is people who are in trauma a lot. And here we go. And 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. Well, that one's rough, too. 3 days, cleared. Somebody's in trauma. Do that one again. 5 days, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. And that's rough. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. So, Sylvia, how are you? Is it pretty dense, too?
Yeah, yeah, but it's feeling better now.
Yeah, let's, I'm going to work, time's running out here, but I'm going to do a heartache clearing. I don't know if that's what somebody's going through, but we've had feeling, a lot of stuff on feelings, and now trauma, so let's do heartache. So I'm going to start taking energy out of people's hearts of, I don't know what you want to call it, maybe knots, just stuff. Here we go, coming out, coming out. There we go. And more is coming out. This is like a lot of heart pain. And, boy, very bad. Coming out. Coming out. And more is coming out. And more. And more. And more is coming out. I'll count to 10. Get some more out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll have our 8-hour call tomorrow. If you're interested, you can pay for it online, or you can just contact me. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, California time, and actually it'll be 1 o'clock back east. It's 8 hours in length. We break every hour. We do skin misting water. We do life force water. We do many, many things. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, actually, there's two of these sessions left this month, right? There's tomorrow and then the following Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's not too late to get onto those. And and also what Ron hasn't mentioned is that the entire week in between those two Sundays, you'll be on the light ship for a continuation of the work that they'll be doing on each of the Sundays. So it's an incredible opportunity to just absolutely walk into a whole new paradigm. And have, you know, experience a completely different type of life after you getting those energies out of your body and getting your spirit energy back in. So I'd love to talk more about it, but we're out of time, and we'll be back on next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, so tune back in. And until then, I'll just say goodnight and blessings and hope to see all of you on that healing intensive tomorrow. So back over to you, Ron.
Okay, I'll say blessings to all of you, too, and hope to see you tomorrow, Sunday, and also Monday. And I'll energize the light being, bring in some beautiful peace energy, so the light being will be energized until half past the hour. So blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.